This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Hey everybody, it's Stacey from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 302 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, it's our final preview for the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival 2019. The Disney Nerds Podcast was invited to this year's media event to preview all the different merchandise, food, and entertainment that they're going to have at this year's festival, and Lisa was available enough for us to attend it. So in a couple minutes, we'll hear Lisa and all the interviews and great information she has to bring to us. Before we get to that, though, wanted to talk a couple minutes first about the Disney Nerds Podcast blog. You can go over, check it out at the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com. There's some great articles we've got posted over there. You're going to see some posts about food and wine, some of the pictures that'll back up what we're going to listen to tonight. We also have a post about some new seasonal passes they have based on the time of day. So go check that one out and get the details from that one. And Magic Kingdom has started the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party schedule. I think they had their first party just the other night. So you can go over there and read about that. Okay, for tonight's show, what we're going to do is bring you the interviews that Lisa got for us down in Walt Disney World at this Epcot Food and Wine preview event. Every year what they'll do is they'll invite a bunch of people to experience the new food and to hear about the new types of entertainment and, all about the merchandise, too. That is a big thing because you want to make sure you take something with you to remind you of the fun time you had at Epcot. So what we're going to do is we'll listen bit by bit. And for the first one, it's going to be basically an introduction. And you're going to find out a special guest is going to show up out of nowhere. After that introduction on the stage, we're going to go right into the second interview. Or actually, the first interview Lisa had gotten with two other cast members to give us a more detailed breakdown of the Food and Wine Festival. Okay, so here we go. Cast member host, who's definitely not Lisa, take it away.
Very excited to be sharing all the new offerings coming to Epcot this fall. Now, I'm going to ask a question, and usually, I'm going to go off script for a second. I'm sorry, Forrest. Usually I come out and say, hey, are you excited? And a lot of people are filming, and no one cheers, and no one's applause. They don't applaud because they're filming. And then you put it on YouTube, and the videos come up and say, I guess no one was there. And then I feel sad because people were there. So, in a moment, I will ask you if you're excited, and I want some cheering and applauding. Is that okay? All right, perfect. So, we'll do it again. All right, here we go. Hey, who's excited about the International Food and Wine Festival? That's what I'm talking about. Awesome. Well, we're all excited, and here to talk more about it is Dave Kesting, General Manager of Epcot Food and Beverage Festivals and Operating Participants. Please put your hands together for Dave Kesting. Welcome, Dave. Can't wait to hear all about it.
Julia, how are you? Welcome to the 2019 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. In order to give our guests plenty of time to really sip, savor, and taste all we have to offer, we've expanded the festival to 87 days this year. There's a full menu of new experiences debuting as well this year. For those of you who love cheese and a challenge, Emile's Fromage Montage is the perfect opportunity to taste your way around our festival. Using the festival passport, you can select 5 created cheese dishes served at our select marketplaces, and when you collect all 5 stamps, you enjoy an exclusive complimentary cheesecake at our Shimmering Sips Marketplace. We've already shared that we're welcoming the Alps and Appleton Orchard Marketplace to this year's menu, but I'd like to introduce one more all-new flavor destination. Debuting October 1st, the Donut Box will open in Future World West Air East area between Mouse Gear and Test Track. We anticipate the Donut Box to be a popular stop for all our guests, just like another festival experience, the Disney Du Jour Dance Party. For the 2019 festival, the Disney Du Jour Dance Party expands to 7 nights a week, with a DJ leading the fun every night, and popular radio Disney talent like Meg Donnelly and Sky Katz appear each Friday and Saturday throughout the festival. In addition to the Radio Disney stars we've already announced, we are delighted to welcome Isabella Nicole, Avenue Beat, Kylie Cantrell, AJ Mitchell, Aaron Bowman, and Tegan Marie to the Disney Du Jour stage. Across the park at the American Gardens Theater, the E2B concert series celebrates music ranging from rock to soul to funk and blues. We've announced nearly the entire lineup, and I'm thrilled to share that from November 12th through November 14th, the E2B concert series will welcome Joey Fatone and friends.
Oh,
yeah, pretty cool.
Okay.
I'm also thrilled that we don't have to wait till November to give Joey a warm Epcot welcome. He's here with us today.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joey Fatone.
It's Joey Fatone.
How's everybody doing?
Woo-hoo.
That's not good. Let's do that one more time. How's everybody doing? I've been to Party of the Senses many times. I'm very excited to be here. I also did Candlelight Processional, and something that's really cool about that, we actually started talking about doing some things for Food and Wine and for Eat to the Beat. So the cool thing about it is very excited to announce I'm going to have a performances coming out there in November. I believe it's the 12th, 13th, and 14th. It's going to be Joey Fatone and Friends. Right now we have Chris Kirkpatrick that's going to be out there. I'm going to have a 13-piece band. And we're also going to be having Ryan Cabrera come out. And we also have a special guest that I cannot announce yet, but he is guaranteed 100% going to be there. See, I just said a he, so now you know that little tidbit about that. But very excited to be here, like I said, and it's something I've always wanted to do as far as with Epcot. And I've always been, of course, a Food and Wine. I mean, like I said, being out there and then Party of the Senses and then going to see Boys to Men. I ran out there one time and they threw me out there during a show. And I was like, this would be fun to do. So, you know, myself and Epcot, we got together and put our brains together. We're coming up with this thing called Joey Fatone and Friends. So hope you guys will check it out. And hopefully this will be a reoccurring thing every year, because then you'll never know who's going to be out there performing with me and a couple other of my friends. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. Hope to see you guys out there. Thank you so much for being out here. So can't wait. Very excited for Food and Wine and Joey Fatone and Friends. So thank you guys. Appreciate it. Thank you, Joey. I know we're all excited to see your performances at this year's festival. There's so many wonderful experiences for all our guests to enjoy at this year's festival. I hope you're as excited as I am. Thank you for your attention, and please enjoy the rest of the preview of the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you for that Joey surprise, and Joey will be available for interviews a little later on, so thank you very much. Now we have a very...
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for having me. I am Lisa with the Disney Nerds Podcast, and I am here discussing the Food and Wine Overview with Chelsea and Rick. How are you today?
Wonderful.
Alrighty.
87 delicious Disney days of Food and Wine Festival this year. Chelsea, what are the dates?
August 29th through November 23rd.
Very exciting.
Yes.
So what's new this year, other than the 87 days, which is unprecedented?
That's
what's
correct.
New? There is a lot that's new. There's new food and beverage offerings. There's new entertainment offerings. For food and beverage, we've got a couple of brand new locations. We've got the Alps Kiosk, which is located right on the promenade by the Norway Pavilion. This is Swiss Alps, German Alps inspired. We'll be serving warm raclette cheese there. Chef's going to be taking half wheels under the broiler, scraping it onto potatoes and cornichons with baguettes. It's just unbelievable gooey cheese deliciousness. And we'll be featuring some Swiss wines at that location. We picked a wonderful Gamay Rosé wine that's going to be at that location. We'll have, by the glass, we'll have a wine flight, and we've got our frozen wine cocktail, warm cheese, cold wine. Can't beat that.
What could be better?
Yes. Yeah.
So Rick mentioned cheese. Another new offering we have this year is Emile's Fromage Montage. So Emile, Remy's brother from Ratatouille, is going to lead you on a cheese stroll. So in your festival passport, you'll be able to see there's five different cheese options we have throughout the festival. And you can purchase all, once you purchase all five, it can be all different five, or if you find one you love, it can be five of the same cheese. And you'll stroll around, you can try them. It doesn't have to be on the same day. It can be over the 87 days. But once you do all five, you can come to Shimmering Sips Mimosa Bar, which is right on the promenade, and redeem it for a complimentary cheesecake.
Fantastic.
You could do it 87 days in a row, too, if you wanted to.
That is a lot of cheese.
That's a lot of cheese.
A lot of cheese. Another thing that's really awesome this year is our Disney Du Jour Dance Party, which we debuted last year. It's back this year, and it's better than ever because it's going to be 7 days a week. Now, during the weekends, we're actually going to be featuring live talent, and it's going to be Radio Disney talent. I'm just super jazzed about this because my little ones watch a lot of Disney Channel, and so I'm a big fan of zombies, so we'll have Meg Donnelly from Zombies doing the opening session, and then later on in the festival we'll have Sky Katz from Raven's Home.
Yeah.
I know that my son loves that show, so it's going to really be some cool stuff.
We also have some new Eat to the Beat performers this year, so Eat to the Beat concert series returning, and that is through November 19th this year. But we have new artists like Lauren Daigle, Zach Williams, India. We have returning fan favorites, Boyz II Men, Hanson, Kenny G. You know, really different genres of music to cover it all to get, you know, something for everybody's taste.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Overall, that is Food and Wine in a nutshell. Something for everyone. A little bit of food, a little bit of magic, and a whole lot of fun.
So one question for each of you. Same question.
Yeah.
What is the one new thing that you're looking forward to experiencing?
We're probably both going to say cheese.
say it in unison.
Okay, on three. One, two, three.
Raclette cheese.
It's the cheese. But seriously, to me, Eat to the Beat is so robust this year. And there is so much talent. I would be getting the dining package and making sure that I get a guaranteed seat and have a great meal in one of our table service restaurants. And you'll also get the opportunity to see the merchandise collection in the room. It is the absolute best one that I have ever seen for one of our festivals.
We do have Chef Minnie this year. She is making her debut on our merchandise, so I'm really excited about that. It's very pinks, very sprinkles, very sparkly, super, super cute. And actually, we are having a shimmering soft serve that we're serving at Shimmering Sips, so we wanted to tie it into that merchandise, so it's pink ice cream.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's a sparkle cone.
It is.
Yeah. You can't go wrong.
Awesome. Well,
really,
thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, Rick, Chelsea. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
That was such great information from Rick and Chelsea. Thanks so much. Okay, so now Lisa's going to talk to Mike, and Mike's going to talk about the important merchandise that they have at the Epcot Food and Wine. A lot of times they repeat, but for the most part, you're always going to see something new, whether it's the cookbooks or it's the shirts with the new logos on it for this year, anything with a 2019. Also, there's some handy little gadgets now. Remember the clear tray that you used to have that had the thumb hole in it? You can hold your drink and whatever snacks you're eating. Well, they've got a couple cool items also. And in case it's not clear in the audio, the one is a little belt snap, I guess little carrier for a fork, knife, and spoon. So you can mount it like a pocket knife on your belt as you're walking around Epcot whenever you need it for Food and Wine. Okay, so here we go. Listen in.
Alrighty, We're here with Mike, and we are discussing food and wine merchandise. How are we doing today, Mike?
I am fantastic. I'm lucky to be here with you. We're so excited because we are unveiling some really cool products this year, a lot of new offerings. Let me show you some of the things we're starting off with. Dooney & Burke will be back with our purse line, and we have the beautiful kind of a purplish color to it. And we really have five different programs this year. We have a Chef Mini. I'm leading with Chef Mini. You notice not Chef Mickey. Chef Mini, because Mickey, being the cool guy that he is going to take a back seat this year and let Mini do a lot of the heavy lifting.
Because,
while Minnie's always puttered around in the kitchen, this year she's coming out big time front and center to be one of our chefs for the event. Minnie loves to work with pink, and she loves what Minnie says is everything better with sprinkles. So you're going to see a lot of rose gold and sprinkles throughout the festival. You notice we have the spirit jerseys come back this year. Something a little different about it is if you notice that the gradient on it isn't horizontal like it usually is. This year it's vertical. It's a little twist on it, but again, Mickey said, Minnie, you're going to do it your way. So we bought some accessories that look really good with it. If you want to be stylish, you definitely want to get your rose gold sprinkler bands.
Oh, sweet. I didn't even realize it.
Hey, bands, the bus, if you're sassy, we've got a great hat that really looks good. And you can see how we have sprinkles throughout in there. So Minnie's really featuring the sprinkles. We brought back for the second year a baking dish. And this baking dish, while it not only looks good, it's a piece of artwork on its own, it's also fully functioning. So it's microwave safe, it's dishwasher safe. You can bake in it, but imagine your guests surprised when, after you bring the food out, you still have a work of art underneath of you. One little detail is, it doesn't show easy. Minnie has her key ring, but it has a little spinner to it. So it features a lot of the different different items that Minnie loves to produce. And you will see the cup features, again, rose gold on it. And it's kind of, you can see it's a metallic rose gold. So it looks really cool under the different lights. Then moving on, cork. So with our Taste Your Way Around the World segment, we have a cutting board. Any of our woods that we're using is going to be bamboo. So theme for us is sustainable. It's a sustainable wood. It's environmentally friendly. We're introducing a rolling pin. And if you catch the detail on here, you can see Mickey heads alternating with the representation of Spaceship Earth. So if you're rolling out your pies, you can add a little extra embellishment to it. And it does feature this Festival 2019 on there. Cork throughout. I want you to look at this hat. Feel that. That's actual cork. So everything else, the wine holder and things, those are representation of cork, but the hat actually is cork, so it's got a nice feel to it. And then if you turn it under there, we've got a little representation of each of, if you work your way around World Showcase. Something that I am particularly proud of this year is a little fashion accessory. You can snap this on, and then you'll be styling, because inside of here are your bamboo knife and fork set, which we're hoping will inspire guests not to purchase it, but to use it responsibly and not be as dependent on the plastic silverware, plastic knives, and so on. So again, a little thing that we can do to help the environment. And, again, using the bamboo, a sustainable resource. Okay, for those folks who like to do wine walks in their hometowns and those things, we've had a lot of requests for, hey, we would really like a wine holder. So this year, we're gonna make it easy for you. You can get your wine holder. We have it right now with our Tervis wine glass in it. But you get your wine holder, and then it leaves your hands free so that as you're sampling the food around the world, you don't have to worry about spilling your wine and trying to juggle the wine and the food at the same time.
Fantastic. And then we have a brew selection.
Is our brews. And this year, we have the t-shirt, and you'll see a theme throughout here. We're trying to represent our 15 different ways of saying cheers in each of our countries around World Showcase.
So you'll see there are 15 different ways of saying it. So you're going to have a little teaching lesson in there as you go along. And that's featured on a lot of our product. We have a new cooler. So it's a nice insulated cooler with some side packs on it. We brought the growler back and featured, again, rose gold being one of our prominent things this year. It's a 2-liter growler, very popular from last year. And then just a nice beer bucket featuring your different ways of saying cheers around the world. We got our brews cap, and it wouldn't be a good brews cap. Let me pull this off here because I want to show you this little feature. It's a great cap because
you're carrying
your beer in here. You need a way to open it. You got it right on the inside of your hat. So it looks cool from the outside, but then it's very functional on the inside. Moving over to our Chef Remy, we have a really cool chef's jacket because Chef Remy's, you know, becoming his own. Remy's becoming more and more a part of our Epcot family. So he's got his own chef jacket, and he's got his own hat, and we are featuring a nice little water bottle, insulated.
Fantastic.
Nice and warm.
Cutting board.
And
Hide and Squeak, of course.
And then very popular, the Hide and Squeak. We have four. I'm showing two of the tumblers that are for redemption on this. There are actually four featuring each of our chefs, Chef Remy, Chef Bigman, Chef Minnie, and Chef Mickey. And then on the Hide and Squeak, if you were to do the Hide and Squeak and complete it, at the end you really have Remy's recipe for Ratatouille.
So
when you put all these stickers on there, all together, those are the components that make up Remy's Ratatouille. And then our recipe for Figment. Figment is one of our popular chefs here, but this year we're focusing on what is it, the recipe for Figment. So throughout here, you're gonna have the recipe on how to make a Figment. So we have that, something new, popular little salt pepper shaker, as well as t-shirt and the recipe on there. Moving over here to our pass holder product, our annual pass holders, they just love Epcot, and we will have shirts available. We have a woman's t-shirt, we have a men's t-shirt, we have hats available throughout. Then we will start off with a release of these two items, a cup and a tray holder, and then on September 12th, we want to surprise them. Won't be a surprise, but on September 12th, we'll bring out some new product for our pass holders. And then one last item here. It's just a real cool, you can use it as a wine glass. It's an insulated cup. You can use it for a wine, you can use it for mixed drinks, you can use it for milk or soda. But it's a nice little insulated glass and something that we are offering to our pass holders.
We have our specialty pins,
and I'll point out these pins right here are for our pass holders. And then we have a nice selection of limited edition pins.
Beautiful. So, this is fantastic. A great spread, Mike. Thank you so much.
We look forward to seeing you.
Appreciate
here
it. Thank
August
you so
29th.
Much. All right.
Okay, guys. Thanks for being patient. Now to the important stuff, the food. Lisa got a great interview with one of the chefs, and he really went to town explaining what they're going to have this year at the Food and Wine Festival. So listen in and enjoy.
Well, welcome. I'm Al Youngman. I'm the culinary director here at Epcot. And thanks for coming to the Food and Wine experience that we have for you today. We have some new dishes and some favorites that we're going to bring back from last year, so I can go over a few of those for you. Like this dish from Thailand. We're going to have a local shrimp over some pad thai noodles, a little bit of spice in there. It's a cold noodle salad, so you'll get that umami and spice flavor, and that'll be in our Thailand marketplace. One of our other dishes that were a guest favorite from last year, this is in our Caribbean marketplace. It's jerk chicken over sweet plantains with a mango chutney yogurt. And a really nice thing about this, an experience when you go to Caribbean Marketplace, is we'll have grills out there, charcoal grills, grilling this chicken, so you'll smell those caramelized sugars and spices. Very so nice. He'll really welcome you in. This dish here is new for Africa. This is inspired of a Kenyan dish, which is called githeri, and it's a vegan-style dish with curried rice, white beans, pigeon peas, and a little bit of slaw up there with some peppers and some carrots. very nice, refreshing flavors and aromatic, not too spicy or too hot, so really nice to try. A guest favorite from Flavors from Fire. So we have our smoked corned beef with our, yes, beer cheese fondue, and our cheese curds. We had to add cheese curds this year because we just wanted more cheese over fresh chips from in-house chips. Okay. And then our sustainable seafood this year is a Pacifico True striped bass tostada, a little bit of pickled cabbage under there, and then we have some tomatilla and avocado sauce that we put on top with some micro cilantro.
Beautiful.
And this will be seared on stage at Coastal Eats. Sorry, I didn't tell you the marketplace, but it's Coastal Eats.
Oh, no. Yep. Sounds fantastic.
And then Chef Noah is our pastry chef for Epcot.
Hi there.
He can go over some of the new desserts we have as well.
Hi, Noah. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent, thank you. So we have three new desserts being featured this year. In Active Eats, we have the Fruit and Nut Energy Tart. So it's a combination of almonds, pecans, dried apricots, puffed rice, coconut, chocolate chips, little chocolate chip morsels, and a little bit of chocolate drizzle on top. Here we have the deconstructed pavlova in Australia. So nice, light, fruity dessert, pastry cream with citrus marinated berries. We have blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, and lemon, myrtle, dusted meringues. Let's add a little crunch to it. And then we have brand new kiosk. We have the Alps. So we have a lemon blueberry frangipan tart. So it's a lemon flavored tart shell with fresh blueberries, almond French pan cream, and little creme fraiche, and little crunchy fresh almonds.
Of the three, which is your favorite?
If I had to pick a three, I'd say this one. So wait, did you try it?
I haven't tried it yet.
We have right directly across.
I know, I haven't
little
tried
small
it.
One, really good, nice and light.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Noah. I appreciate it.
Darlene will go over the new beverages we have for food and wine.
Thank you. Darlene, hi, nice. I'm Lisa. Nice to meet you. I'm Lisa from the Disney Nerds podcast. So what kind of spread do we have here for the adults to enjoy?
We have a lot over here. This is just a little bit of a hint of everything that needs to go for 87 delicious that you have to look forward to. So let me start over here this way. So on our brand new kiosk, which is the Alps, we have a Swiss-inspired wine. We cannot get away from a rosé, and we cannot say no to our rosé. So we brought in a Swiss rosé from Gamay. This one is also going to be introduced also as a frozen cocktail, so a frosé. The same wine, but in a rosé form.
Beautiful.
Okay? So we will also be having a red wine in the kiosk as well, so you'll be able to choose between the two. But I will tell you right now, the rosé is the one has been...
That's gonna be the hot one, huh?
Yes. So last year we introduced Shimmer and Sips Mimosas. We took the three most popular mimosas and we actually made a flight. And I will tell you right now, this is based on the demand for people who like flights because they get to get a little bit of everything in one-to-one. So this is the portion of it, so you will be getting 4 ounces of each mimosa on it. We have the blood orange mimosa, we have the tropical mimosa, and the key lime mimosa in a flight. So Shimmer and Sips, it's coming back.
I've tried this. The key lime is fantastic.
I will tell you, I had so much fun when I was like, this is coming back. This has to come back because you can have this anytime. I mean, it's just so refreshing. So for Flavors from Fire, to pair with our corned beef, we are introducing a brand new Zinfandel. So this is from Ed's Meats. It goes very well with the heatness, obviously, even with the chocolate picante. Like, you cannot even see how great it is. I mean, I personally, the chocolate picante is one of my favorites. So when I ended up having to try to pair and trying to get new ideas on it, can't go wrong with the Zin. So went with that one. And then for the first time ever at Coastal Eats, we're introducing a beer. Okay, we've never had a beer there before to pair with the food. We couldn't say no to this. The reason why is because if you like Moscow Mule, this is a Moscow Mule as a beer portion. Yes.
Really?
Yes. So this one is actually a festival exclusive, so it's actually brewed just for us. So you won't be able to buy it anywhere else. It is from Shorts Brewing Company, and it is a mule beer. So if you do have this one to taste, you have to give it a taste. The ginger, the kick on it, I don't know if you had a Moscow beer before. Mm-hmm. There's a ginger kick behind it. It goes very well with the shrimp scampi, which is now the scallop will be right on it, so you get the best of the two, plus a mule. Okay? for our new apple seed orchard, obviously it's harvest apples We have a cider flight. We will also be introducing a beer flight, and then you will also have wines. So the new location is going to be over inside the Canada Theater in Canada. You'll be able to choose from ciders, beers, and wines. And then as food options, we have a charcuterie board that will go in there. So you'll be able to play around and kind of have either get a wine, a beer, and a cider, and just eat your charcuterie board with the three of them.
Now, will the charcuterie board be a traditional charcuterie board, or will it be in the cone like you've seen
it's
in the
It's not
past?
Going to be in the cone. The cone is from Spain. So you have the skein, which you have the charcuterie there. This one, it is going to be not a big board, but it is a reasonable board. And obviously, theming into the apples, most of the condiments are going to be obviously apple spices kind of thing on there. I will tell you, this cider alone, this one is a limoncello. So if you like a limoncello from Italy,
wow,
a limoncello cider, cherry tart, and then you also have a spiced apple. So looking at all the flavors, I mean, you can't go wrong, and you get to go inside in the AC and just chill inside the theater.
Look at that.
Yes.
Now, what is this delectable piece of? This looks like a work of art.
It is.
I feel like we're in the wrong festival right now.
It is. So this is actually going to be introduced over at the Donut Box. The Donut Box, I will say, it does not open with the festival. It will be opening over in October 1st. Okay. The Donut Box as it is, also we have to go after donuts. These donuts are actually made in-house by our bakery team, and is an espresso donut. This is the black and white coffee cocktail. It is black coffee, obviously, and then it has white chocolate cream liqueur and a hint of Jim Beam. So it is an alcoholic beverage, obviously, from the liqueur and the white chocolate liqueur and the Jim Beam in it. This is actually how can I say it? It's like one of those things that you could eat and then actually have your drink at the same time. And it was just, it was so fitting to have a donut like just right be sitting on top of a drink. The kids' version of it is going to be the donut holes. So obviously all the donut holes from there. So the parents could have the whole donut, but the kids will get the little dusted donut holes.
Fantastic. This looks fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoy. 87 right. Delicious days of food and wine.
All righty. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
Whenever we talk food and wine food, I always get so hungry. I'm definitely going to be doing some eating after we're done recording. Okay, guys, so now the final clip I have for you tonight is going to be, actually not the final, but the final interview, is going to be about the musical entertainment that's going to be at this year's Food and Wine Festival, the Eat to the Beat concert series, which we always attend and always talk about. And truly, it is a fun event, and depending on the bands that are there, and depending on who you like and stuff, it could be an exceptional event. So take it away, Lisa.
Alrighty, this is Lisa from the Disney Nerds Podcast, and I'm here with David talking about the Eat to the Beat concert and entertainment for the Food and Wine Festival.
Absolutely. Can't miss the Eat to the Beat concert series here at the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. It's a fantastic offering. We have 36 artists, run 7 days a week during the run of the entire festival. 12 new artists this year. Don't want to miss them. Artists like Sawyer Brown, Grace Kelly, Zach Williams, Lauren Daigle. What a big hit for us to get Lauren Daigle this year. She's been knocking the top out of the Billboard charts. Also Jimmy Allen as well. Lots of favorites like Postmodern Jukebox, Blue October, Taylor Dane, one of my favorites, Sheila E. Her concert last year was one of my favorites. Cannot miss the Sheila E. concert. So lots of great things in store for you at the Eat to the Beat concert series. Go to tasteepcot.com, find out the entire schedule. Something new this year, Friday and Saturday nights, we have later shows because the park's open later. So we have shows at 6:30, 7:45, and 9 o'clock. Rest of the week at the regular show times, 5:30, 6:45, and 8 o'clock. So don't miss the Eat to the Beat concert series.
Awesome. David, top three that you are excited about this year.
Top three. Sheila E.'s my favorite. Lauren Daigle's probably number two. Who else?
Oh, I stumped her with the third one.
You stumped me on the third. There's so many, it's hard to pick three. You know, 98 Degrees. I'll choose 98 Degrees. I mean, they were here last year for the first time. Fantastic concert. Don't want to miss them.
Awesome. Thank you so much, David. You have a fantastic day.
You too. I look forward to seeing you at the concert.
I love how everybody is so, so nice at these events. Basically, you can hear in the background, it's a big convention room set up with all the different foods and different people giving interviews and basically a lot of noise going on. but a lot of information going around also. So a very, very good event. Don't forget, guys, you can go to the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page, go to the video section, and you'll see all the live casts that Lisa had from this event. There was a couple of the interviews that will be there. She did the fireworks show, which was the Hallowishes show, which is, I think, new this year. They did the Halloween parade also. You'll see that video. We're going to get that on YouTube soon, too. So in probably about a week from today, you can check out our YouTube channel, and we'll have all those videos out there also. Something else new with the YouTube channel, just really because we mentioned it, is that when we do the live shows Tuesday night, that should be on our YouTube channel also, along with Facebook, so you can watch it either place. Hey guys, I have a real quick favor before we finish up for tonight. If you could go to iTunes and go to the podcast out there and give us a ranking, hopefully good. If you're going to go and listen and go ahead and go out there, that'd really be great, and maybe a review. All the different reviews we get there, if you go to the blog and comment on some of our posts or like our posts, that's great too. Basically, in order for us to bring you these great behind-the-scenes interviews and details and information from Walt Disney World, we want to let Walt Disney know that the nerds are listening. And if you can help us out with that, we would truly appreciate it. Jimmy, can you tell everybody how to get in touch with the show?
You can email us at questions at thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram at The Disney Nerds Podcast and Twitter at The Disney Nerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys, so that's it for show number 302 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Thanks for listening. And before we go, here is Grace Kelly. Enjoy.
Now, we have a very special performance. She is a saxophonist, a singer, a songwriter, an arranger, and a producer. She recently received the 2019 John Lennon Songwriting Award. Please welcome to the stage, Grace Kelly.
Change. This is Jesse Fisher, everybody. Say hello, Jesse Fisher from New York. That was a little Gracified rendition of one of my favorite Ray Charles songs, Unchain My Heart. And now, we're gonna pay tribute to the great Bill Withers. Well, not quite tribute. I'm gonna write a song that was inspired by Mr. Bill Withers. We have some BW fans in the house. All right, Jesse's a fan. I'm a fan, and I wanted to write a song about music. To me, is the universal language. It brings us together. This is Count On Me.
Thank you.
jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.